Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ray, it appears there is really no road that is going to be leading them back to Andrew Wiggins like anytime soon. I mean, he remains vanished with personal reasons. And, you know, I know that Steve Kerr was talking about this, and you know, he's trying to lay it down very gently, saying this man has got something wrong in his life right now. He needs the space, and they want to give them that right now. Here's Steve Kerr talking about putting Andrew Wiggins' head far before the team.
The only thing that matters is just giving Andrew the space that he needs to deal with what he's gone through, and that's what we're doing. So nothing else really matters. The focus of the team or the games or whatever. It's just basketball. So he's dealing with something that's important to him and personal, and so we're giving him space, and simple as that.
And it's great that he's allowed that at where he works. A lot of people in normal world living don't get the amount of grace that they can afford for him right now, and it's a blessing to Andrew Wiggins that the team feels this way. I think a lot of fans out here in the Bay Area are on board with him getting all the room that he needs, but he is an important player. This is a situation where, due to Anthony Lamb reaching his minutes or games restriction limit, they're down two important forwards. I know we were joking just yesterday, Ray, about Andre Iguodala, his place on this team. Well, if he's got anything left, showing up with a little bit of it tonight and along the way until Andrew Wiggins really returns will go a long way to getting the Warriors to where they'd like to be when the playoffs begin. They are missing Andrew Wiggins. And there's clearly something bigger than basketball going on, but basketball is why we talk about Andrew Wiggins, and right now this basketball team is missing him. And I think when they're trying to look at their glass as half full as possible, they think we're playing a better brand of basketball now, and when he gets here, it should even be a value add.
Well, it should be, but I think you almost have to look at this, since we don't really know anything else about it, just imagine it's an injury and he'll be back when he heals. As for Iguodala, a lot of this depends on whether Kuminga can come back from what was a bad game the other night. Because I think his minutes and Iguodala's minutes basically work as a gearbox. And that the better Kuminga is, the less time they have to rely on Iguodala. And I think that's sort of what happened the other night. This wasn't a sudden plan to suddenly get Andre Iguodala more minutes. Kuminga will determine that. And if he plays better than he did the other night, he'll play more minutes. I'm pretty sure of it.
There was another aspect of the Tim Kawakami piece on Joe Lacob where he talks about how, some of the biggest decisions that you have seen over the last few years became circumstances that the Warriors were thrown into, more of this grand plan that they had for some sort of two timeline scenario. It just sort of happened. And I think that we forget that. And I'm not trying to make excuses. We've been criticizing this team, and rightfully so, for some of the decisions and choices that they made. But an awful lot of the decisions and choices that they made were rendered because of decisions and choices that were kind of foisted upon them, and they were only trying to swing for the fences when they took some very big gambles, which we're sort of watching in real time you know, in James Wiseman's case, not pay off. In Jonathan Kuminga's case, hopefully really pay off eventually and start paying off with even more playing time tonight. I thought that he had played very, very well, did Kuminga, in the last couple of games that wrapped up that 5-0 homestand. And then he was playing poorly, which got quickly turned into him looking like an afterthought in a game plan against the LeBron-less Lakers when they lost on Sunday down in L.A. So hopefully Kuminga gets back into the fold, Ray. They need him. And we'll have more on that Kawakami piece a little bit later on. But just one more thing on Andrew Wiggins. By the way, here is Jordan Poole talking about his teammate Andrew Wiggins, wishing him all the very best.
Yeah, Wiggins is my brother. We've been talking to him over the course of these 3 weeks, and obviously we're giving him strength and all of the support that he needs. Whenever he's ready to come back, whenever he's ready to join the team, he will. And I think our staff and organization is doing an amazing job of allowing him to really spend this time with his family. We're just going to hold it down as best as we can until he gets back, and I think he knows that we all have his back, and he can take as much time as he needs, and we're all a really good support system and wishing nothing but the best, obviously.
And another thing, Ray, you know, another thing that this team is doing an amazing job at is keeping this information in-house. Like Jordan Poole just said, this has been an ongoing issue here for the better part of 2-3 weeks. Now, on one of those weeks, I was on vacation in Mexico and, you know, really wasn't poking around. But I have since been poking around the connections that I have around the team. And if I had found out what would happen, it would just have satisfied, you know, like my own personal professional curiosity of what's going on here. And I wouldn't have shared it with an audience if I was told, hey, you know, we'll tell you what's going on, man, but you really can't. You know, Ray, we're privy, thanks to the jobs that we have, to inside information that we then choose to share or not to share. Looking for any inside information on all this, I mean, I found nothing. I mean, there is no word at all what has caused this from, you know, the Warriors. And as we talk about, you know, teams, what matters to players as they consider teams and free agency, ability to keep stories that are personal in-house stories, I think matter. So, you know, congrats to the Warriors for running a tight ship.
They've been very good at that. Even in the years when they were more forthcoming about stuff, it was always on their terms.
Right. And there's only one real leak that they've had, and it's the Draymond Poole punch. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, that and we're still not sure exactly who, you know, how that got out. Right. But for the most part, you know, I think, you know, the Green Kerr locker room near fight in Oklahoma City, that wasn't meant to get out. But Lisa Salters, you know, dug
that up. Outside
the
door.
Yeah.
You should hear it.
But for the most part, they've kept secrets very well. And the only time something gets out is by their design. So I'm not really surprised that they have kept this as buttoned down as they have. One, because they should. And two, because the culture includes a culture of keeping everything in-house that they want in-house. So, and if you think about it, for someone who is interviewed as often as Kerr, as often as Myers, and as often, weirdly enough, as Lacob, for all that to remain in-house, that's unusual in this day and age when everybody's got something to say and they've all got a conduit to say it. You haven't heard an agent of any of the players talk about it, even off the record to anybody. It is remarkable that they haven't had any of this get out, whatever it is.
I know this is like a more, you know, this is now we're playing four-dimensional chess here, but how much do you think that matters to agents and players when they sit around and make their choices about joining franchises with, you know, look, chances to win, obviously that matters. Money matters. When you get to that other layer of other things that matter, I could see that this looks pedestrian to a lot of people. I think stuff like this really matters a lot to agents and players.
Oh, it absolutely does. It means, one, that if you're going to have your client sign with the Warriors, I think there is a tacit expectation that the wall is not just around the team, but it includes members of the players' extended family, including agents, that you don't let stuff out. And I think that's part of the deal. So you want to play for us? These are the constrictions you have to deal with. If you have a problem, you take it to us. You don't go outside with it. And there have been almost no examples of that. Even when Draymond Green was unhappy about his contract, he kept that in-house. Really, the only other example that created a difficulty for them before this year was the Durant-Green explosion in L.A., when that turned into a daily drama for about 3 weeks, and even to this day is still discussed. And the only one this year is the Anthony Lamb rape accusation, where the most recent news, and this is from the plaintiff, is that the Warriors and the NBA never reached out to her to get her side of the story, which is, even though they've said nothing about it, ought to be an embarrassment to them that they didn't look into that more. And I'm not saying they should have done anything different vis-a-vis Lamb, but if you're going to be thorough and if you're going to be, you know, the kind of organization that they claim to be, that's a detail you have to take care of. And if they had taken care of it, that would have been kept under wraps too.
Well, you just went a place that I wasn't even thinking about going, but okay. You know, yes, I guess you're right, but look, the Warriors aren't operating trying to look good to be a better citizen. They're trying to look good to be a better business. And keeping player information tight in-house and being pro player is what the deal is here. It's the business that they're in, Ray. So I you know, you took it to the darkest place imaginable as I was trying to give this team a compliment, and you couldn't even, you know, I mean, geez.
No, but we were talking about how they keep things in-house, and that was an example where they didn't keep things in-house. And it's one of those rare times when they didn't. And I didn't go there because it was dark. I went there because that's a problem that the team's got to deal with on a public relations level.
Because it was a public relations problem for them. They had no element of being involved in any investigation.
No, but they were expected to look into it, and the league was expected to look into it because it's an employee.
I would think that the league bears more responsibility looking into it because you're trying to vet across the board, not just for one team, but someone who could be employed by any NBA team type of employee. And you got to get lawyers involved. Like, I don't think it is standard operating procedure. Boy, that you want to talk about things I wasn't expecting to talk about on this run up to today's show. But is it standard operating procedure in any way for teams to reach out to, you know, proclaimed victims to get their side of the story before signing or not signing a player? I mean, that is something I haven't heard a single team being held to that standard of investigation, not once in my entire covering sports life. I don't think a single team has ever made that phone call.
That's an oversight that ought to be cleared up, because the truth is, if you're vetting a guy to play on your team, you need to know as much about him as possible. And I'm not trying to pick on the Warriors. I'm just saying that that's one of the moments this year where something got out that they didn't want out. I mean, the reason I brought that up.
But I think they knew it was going to come out. I mean, they're not stupid over there. They understood.
There was always a story out there. I mean, and when you're looking into a player's, you know, availability or worthwhileness to play on your team, you do investigate that stuff. You investigate all of it, because it was not like a secret when Lamb was in college. You know, it just, that's one of those things where what the Warriors chose to do got out, and that's something they have to, you know, that they have to figure out how to do better. And it wouldn't have happened had they you know, done all their due diligence and made sure that it didn't get out. Because that's what we were talking about. That was the context in which I brought this up.
Is there anything else you have on that?
Well, no, I'm good with it.
Okay. Well, you don't seem to be.
No, I'm saying they are usually very good at keeping things in-house. This is something that didn't stay in-house.
Well, that was not even a matter of keeping it all in-house. It was a matter of public record in the newspaper accusations, right? I mean, what are you talking about?
Here's what I'm talking about. Normally, they do such due diligence on everything that things don't get out. And even if that, you know, this lawsuit was filed, they would not have to answer to any criticism had they done full due diligence. And normally they are very good at details like that.
Okay, well, they did it enough to where they had him play 50 games and they're very comfortable with that. So, I mean, there's that. But, I mean, that's nothing that they could control.
No, but
what they can control are the stories that come from within their own locker room. I'm talking about Andrew Wiggins. I'm talking about a personal matter which has taken a non-injured NBA player and removed him from an NBA's roster rotation, starting five, whatever you want to call it, for the better part of a month with no end in sight. Normally, in every NBA city, a story like that has been plucked enough to where whatever the... what might have gone on has trickled out. Nothing is the point I'm making. Nothing from a story that they completely control that is from inside of their own house. I'm not talking about vetting other people. I'm talking about controlling their own stories. And they have done a remarkable job containing any and all information as to what was going on with Andrew Wiggins. Now, somebody here on the, you know, Xfinity.com text line says, why did Kerr say it's important to him when speaking about Wiggins' absence? Is it something that Kerr doesn't think is important to anyone else? Well, now you're just parsing phrases. I have no idea. No, I don't think that that's what Steve was implying, that hey, this is something Andrew Wiggins really cares about. We all think it's stupid, but whatever. We're just going to roll with it until he's ready to come. That's not what I felt or heard at all.
It's important to Kerr because it's important to Wiggins. That's what I heard. It's just, you know, we're backing our guy. We're making sure that he gets all the support and the room and the space he needs. That's what's important to Kerr. I didn't see anything nefarious or weird about that at all.
Somebody's saying here, and you know, just told, is there any chance that Wiggins is in a rehab situation? Look, that's the type of thing where if he was, that gets out by now. Because if there was a rehab situation, there would be clearly a substance abuse level of a situation which no one has ever whispered about with any Golden State Warrior. That didn't, since I've covered the team, that's for sure. We have no idea what's going on with Andrew Wiggins. We're not trying to infer or imply or suggest we might know. What is incredible is that the normal channels of how information flows around a team and people that have covered it for the better part of 20 years, there's no information on this. And to me, that's a credit to the Warriors. And I think it matters when players are making choices, which is sort of where this conversation started about 15 minutes ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.